Let's talk a little football. New England Patriots will open the season Saturday afternoon. It's the late afternoon game as they take on the Miami Dolphins. And to shed a little light on that, we're happy to be joined by Ryan Hannibal of WEEI, who is now hopefully in the safety and dryness of his vehicle. Hello, Ryan.
That is accurate, yep. A little rainy down here at Foxborough, but I appreciate the extra 30 seconds.
No problem. Yeah, it's a little rainy here today, too. The skies opened up, and it was a little crazy. What did you see today?
We saw access at practice earlier this afternoon, and I think there's some injury concerns with the Patriots. Not some star players, but some of their second-tier guys. Nelson Aguilar and Jalen Mills did not practice today. They were on the field for the media portion, which was just stretching, but they're listed as DNPs. And when you look at those two positions, those are guys that were probably going to play some significant roles, but them missing practice on Thursday is not really a good sign for their availability on Sunday. So we'll see what they do. Cornerback was already very thin with Stephon Gilmore on PUP, so there could be a lot of shuffling that has to go on with that position. And then at wide receiver, you're looking at a guy like maybe Gunnar Olszewski has to play more of a significant role, or they could just go with multiple tight end sets on every play, which might be their best option with Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith in uniform for the first time. So I guess there's some injuries that we didn't really see coming for this game, and we'll see how they handle it.
Well, let's talk about the quarterback situation. That's certainly what has captured everybody's attention. And you wrote an interesting piece on Mac Jones, and it seems like people are really impressed, not just with the way he's playing, but with his ability to master and understand the offense.
Yeah, that's actually been the thing that I've taken away most, just hearing the players talk about him since he's been named the starter. That's kind of what earned him the respect in the locker room. It's just how hard he prepares and how seemingly he knows how well he knows the offense, even though he's a rookie that just got here. And I think that speaks volumes, and that almost means more to me, I would say, than the stuff on the field is how well do his teammates respect him? How much can the teammates really, want to be in the huddle with him? And everything that, I've heard over the last week or so really shows that he has the command of that offense and he's the leader of the group. And that's, pretty special to see from a rookie who just turned, I think, 23 years old last.
And I love the way he's handling things. Obviously, yeah, there was a quarterback here the last couple of years, but you're always going to be in the shadow of number 12, Tom Brady, and Mac Jones at this point seems fairly unfazed by any pressure.
I would say that's a good way to put it. He really does seem unfazed and unbothered by everything that's happened. I mean, obviously, I think he knows who played quarterback a couple of years ago, and he's been compared to him since really even before the draft and before the Patriots selected him. But he talked about yesterday how, he's watched film of every Patriots quarterback that's played the position, and obviously that means he saw a ton of Tom Brady, and I think Joshua Daniels will want to do a lot of things that Tom Brady did with this offense. So the comparisons are real, but I think he's done a good job of sort of managing them and not putting too much pressure on himself. And that could all change on Sunday, once the game starts and, Miami starts coming after him. But everything to this point shows that he's unfazed by this pressure and should be, in line for a strong rookie season.
We're talking with Ryan Hannibal of WEEI. Well, let's take a look at the rest of the offense. What do you expect is their desired run-pass ratio for Sunday's game?
I would say it's probably going to be, 60-40. With the run being first, I think that's the strength of their offense. Damian Harris seems to be a guy that looks ready to take the jump to be a number one running back. And then behind him, you obviously have James White, maybe more of a third down guy, but he can run the ball on occasion. Ramondre Stevenson, J.J. Taylor. And then, I just think they're going to ride the running game and try to put, Mac Jones in manageable third down situations. And I don't think they want to have Mac throw the ball 40 times in his NFL debut. So I would say, probably in that 25 to 30 range would be what they're looking for in terms of pass attempts. But they want to ride the running game as much as they can. Their offensive line is obviously a strength of the guys that they had coming back. So they'll rely on that. But I wouldn't be surprised if Joshua Daniels opened things up maybe more than we expect with Mac Jones. Like, a lot of people think this could be a pretty vanilla game plan. But Mac has shown the ability to throw the deep ball in the preseason. Some receivers haven't held on to the ball in those plays, but now that he has, he's playing with the starters in this game, maybe it'll be a little bit different. But back to your question, I would probably say, 60-40, 70-30 would be ideal.
who's the key guy on the offense? Is it Harris or is it the Jones just going out and having a steady game?
I think it's Jonnu Smith. I think the tight end they got from Tennessee is an intriguing player. Just the way that they've been using him in the preseason and training camp, he's a guy that can line up all over the field. He's not the typical tight end like, you know, Gronk was, where it was just an inline tight end. He can line up, you know, outside the formation. He's even lined up in the backfield on some plays, and he's known for his, you know, ability to run the ball after the catch. And I could just see, you know, Joshua Daniels getting him the ball as much as he can in space and, you know, allowing his athleticism to go to work. And I also look at, you know, having a rookie quarterback, it's easier to start with tight ends than wide receivers because you're not throwing the ball as far down the field. So I like Jonnu Smith as a guy that's sort of the X factor when it comes to this offense.
Defense obviously looks to be a real strength of this team. How important is it having Kyle Van Noy back?
Very. I think that just adds to their, you know, versatility, you know, in that front seven. You know, you package Van Noy with Hightower, Matt Judon, who they just added, Chase Winovich. You know, and they're stacked up front, and they're going to, Josh Uche, I didn't mention him, they're going to be able to do a lot of different things that I think can confuse the opposing offenses. Like, I could see, you know, a scheme where, you know, they have five or six guys along the line of scrimmage that you don't know where they're going to be rushing from. They could be, you know, rushing only three and dropping other guys back, or coming after you with five. And they're a very versatile defense, and that's what Bill Belichick has talked about, you know, a lot over the years, is how much versatility plays into things. And I expect a lot from this unit, and Van Noy certainly, you know, is that, coming off of a year where he wasn't really used as much as I think he expected to be in Miami, and maybe that's why he's back here now.
We know where the strength of the defense is, but I also feel, am I off base in thinking this defense might be able to get a little more pressure on the quarterback than we've seen the last couple of years?
No question. Just add those guys that, you know, that I just talked about. You can, you know, those guys can stop the run, but they can also, you know, rush the passer. I think that's going to be something that they're going to rely heavily on, especially, you know, with Stephon Gilmore being out. Is, you know, the guys in the secondary can't cover for that long. So to make up for that, maybe that is setting more guys to try to get after a quarterback to force, you know, the ball out maybe earlier than offenses would expect. And so I would say, at least in the early goings, this team is going to rely heavily on their pass rush. And I would say that will dictate how well this unit plays, you know, early in the year, is how well their front seven can play and get after the opposing quarterback.
So what are a couple of keys for them? What do they need to do well to be successful against the Dolphins?
I would say, for sure, it's, you know, controlling the game. And I go back to that game in week one last year where they won by 10 points. You know, Cam Newton had a strong game, and they led that game from start to finish. I think that playing from ahead is strong every week, but with a rookie quarterback, that's even more imperative, and not having to come from behind, because I don't think they want to get into a shootout with the Dolphins. But then on the other side of the ball, it's probably, you know, containing Tua in the pocket and making sure that he, you know, doesn't go off. And I know that there's some question marks with him too, but I think he's a solid player, obviously. He came from Alabama, and, you know, look at the guys that they added to that offense, especially Jaylen Waddle, the rookie out of Alabama. He's a guy that could really, you know, change the game. So I think it's keeping those two players in check and making sure that, you know, guys like Waddle don't get behind the defense and give up some big plays.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Great to have football back Sunday afternoon, Patriots and Dolphins. Ryan, thank you, as always, for making time for us. Stay dry, and we'll check in with you again soon.
All right, will do. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Ryan Hannibal, WEEI on Downtown.